Hello and welcome to the 10 Minutes of Safety podcast series for the safety manual. I'm going to take a little variation on what I'm doing here. I'm going to put a podcast out before I write the section. This is going to be a series of podcasts relating to excavation and excavation safety. I spent a long time as a equipment operator. I've dug many trenches and lots of pits, and I've also been the guy going in the hole as a core drill operator and concrete saw operator. I worked for myself in Ohio and did a lot of core drilling. And as a core driller, you're doing a lot of sewer taps, which means you're at the lowest point of every excavation. So I've spent a lot of time way down where not many people have gone. And has really provided me with a unique experience of it because I've done both aspects as operator creating the hole and as the person going down in there. Now it's important to point out that the operator is always responsible. It doesn't matter who says they're the competent person or not, it is the operator because the operator creates the condition. So oftentimes, companies have the operator as the competent person, which is kind of like the police policing itself. So it's really dependent upon the operator to create a safe environment to let people go down in there. And that's important. It's important to note that. This excavation series is in memory of a close friend of mine, Bill. I won't tell you his last name in respect for his family, that in the odd chance these podcasts get released to the public. But he was a great guy, but sadly no longer with us. I worked with him for probably 12 years, and I honor the loss of his life by sharing his story, as well as these following stories, and I hope to raise awareness to the industry and everybody around me that I've ever interacted with. It's really important for me to share these stories because I want to release myself from the liability of wishing I would have said something, which is huge. And I will share Bill's story, but later. I'm going to put four podcasts together, I believe, and this is one of them. So you may ask yourself, why is this important to me? Or to yourself, because you don't excavate. You're not a core driller. You're not going down in the hole. But as we travel through these job sites and as we travel through our careers, a career in construction can last a lifetime. You never know when or where it may come up as a situation, and knowledge is definitely power. So I want to take you on a little mental ride. Let's go for a little mental journey. And I will take you in the seat with me as a new operator on one of the old Bobcat backhoe attachments. You have to be really vested in the trade. You have to kind of even really be around for a while to know what I'm talking about. It is an attachment that would go on the front of a skid steer. That was a backhoe attachment. Now, the Bobcat, you can interchange the attachments, you go bucket and breakers and augers, and one of this attachment was the backhoe attachment. It's kind of cumbersome, but puts you out there. There's no rollover protection, no seat belt. It was designed for you to jump in case things went south. But anyway, I was new to the trade. I was so excited. I thought it was really just the coolest thing. I spent my entire childhood digging on tree stumps in the backyard. So having equipment to dig, I thought was just fantastic. And along with my bulldozer stories, all of my excavation stories, I always really loved what I did, and I still love what I do now, and I hope my passion comes through in these videos or these podcasts. So I was new to the trade. We didn't have training. There's not like training like now, like we're trying to put together and raising awareness. There wasn't nothing. There's just like, here's the truck, here's the tractor, go figure it out. So after a while, I was in the trade for about a year or so, maybe a year and a half, and I was really happy and super hard working. I was semi-skilled, but really proficient and fast. And I was digging a grease trap. I had to be quick. The customer liked me because I was fast. So I give you the dimensions of the excavation. It was 9 foot wide, 7 foot deep and 27 feet long. So I dug the majority of it with the front bucket because the bucket is 5 foot wide, and I kind of dug it like a swimming pool. Bobcats or skid steers are kind of famous for digging swimming pools, and I just cut a ramp down into the bottom of the excavation and I hooked it out. I got it dug out in about 4.5 hours or so. Things were going good. I was on the edge of the excavation and I was taking the ramp out that I had made with the 5 foot bucket with my Bobcat backhoe attachment. And Bruce's laborer was down in the hole, and Bruce was down in the hole, cleaning up against this existing 4 foot diameter clay sewer tile. Now imagine, if you will, a sewer tile running the entire distance of that 27 foot, the length of it. And as I was squaring out the corner, Bruce was down in the hole as well. The soil that was covering the top of this clay tile was unitized because when they excavated to install that tile, they compacted it back in place. Now, that breaks the cohesion with the existing soil. I know these are some jargon and some really kind of confusing terms if you're not in the trade, but there's no stickiness to the compacted trench and the existing soil. So we were digging, and I was digging, and the labor was shoveling along the edge. And as I was taking a scoop out, I noticed a little puff of dust rose up along the entire 27 foot length of the trench. And I saw a crack open up with the laborer right next to it. And this crack was about 3 feet back past where my excavation edge was. And I yelled at the guys, "Hey, look out." Well, I'm a pretty happy, fun-loving guy, and we've been telling jokes and bantering lively back and forth all morning, and they thought it was a joke and they thought I was kidding. And I saw the crack growing, and now there's about 6 inches gap between a new edge of the trench and this whole giant clump of soil rolling in onto the trench, getting ready to crush the guy down below me. And I yell again, "Look out." Oh, and that was so funny. He almost got me that time. "I really believe you." And I stood up and yelled as loud as I could. And he cursed, "Get out of there." And finally, they realized what was going on. And the laborer in the trench recognized that the wall was coming in on him. And he was nimble and young, and he bounced across the far edge of the trench. Bruce was a really large gentleman, and he tried to reach back and grab the shovel. And as the clods folded in on the dirt on him behind him, he was only able to just hit the shovel and just snap the handle. And Bruce is just able to pull a shovel handle out. And those clods literally stopped at their heels. They both had their feet pinned sideways, like if you were to be pigeon-footed or like a penguin, with your feet spread going parallel with the far wall. And those clods, about 3 foot thick, just were right there at the edge of their feet. Wow. I was like, wow, that was really close. There was no better feeling for me at that time than to hear my boss call me, my boss, and say that the customer called and said that I had saved their life. Now, that was a game changer for me. That was in the field training. That was my aha moment that I realized it's a high hazard environment and that I will not take what I'm doing lightly ever again. That began my journey of self-education and learning what excavation is and what I should be doing. You know, that experience really changed my perspective for my entire life. I remember that story clearly, but even as I traveled through my career, and some of these following stories are going to let you know that, did it really change my perspective? Did I let my guard down ever after that? Well, I will tell you in one of the following stories. Excavation can be one of the most hazardous things that we do, and being aware and being present of that situation is important. Some of the words that you use, some of the words can have a profound and long-lasting effect on your life and in the lives of others. So I encourage you to engage with this training and engage with these podcasts and really kind of pay attention to what's going on the job site. And again, with the perception and being present with the moment really had a positive outcome on that day. Thank you so much for listening.